I can't tell you how many people think I ought to retire, figuring maybe I'm mostly washed up, too old, too tired, too burned out. Retirement's a lot like religions. You want to share your newfound paradise with those who haven't yet found the light and the way. Either that or they feel guilty they called it quits while I toil valiantly on. Okay, they probably think I'm stupid. Most of my buddies have thrown in the towel years ago. It's hard for them to understand why anybody wouldn't. I get it. If I'd worked some thankless job 40 hours a week, I'd probably. Wait, I did work a thankless job. You try making art, and worse, try selling it. Thankless? Don't even get me started. I could write the Wikipedia article. Let's face it, I'm not going to get a pension. Social Security, yeah, but see how much you'd get if most of your wage-earning years were less than three figures. Not that I'm complaining. I'll take whatever the returns on my crappy investment in myself were. Serves me right, I guess. An artist, and this is just an unscientific survey, probably makes way more at the tail end of a career than the early years. Dead artists make even more. Not that it would do this one much good. All those glass panels left down at the studio, sure, quadruple the worth. Buy me a Cadillac coffin, why don't you? Meanwhile, I'm hoping for some returns on work pre-demise. Maybe the best earning years. Maybe not. Okay, probably not. Nobody went into art thinking to get rich. Trust me on that and engrave it on my tombstone. Here lies a starving artist. Of course, he didn't die of malnutrition. He died because he refused to retire.